Hey, I'm here in what I think to be the most beautiful spot in the whole state of Arkansas. It just so happens to be right here in Conway County. Thank you for joining me today. I'm on Petit Jean Mountain, and I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So throughout the summer, we're going to be traveling the state of Arkansas every Wednesday morning and letting you see some of the really interesting, beautiful, everything has a story places in Arkansas. And so I hope you'll join us over the next couple months as we do that. We're starting off right here close to home, kind of in my backyard, backyard of the farm, up on Petit Jean Mountain. We filmed here before, but it's been a while, and so I wanted to start off our journey across Arkansas this way. And there's a legend about where Petit Jean got its name. There's a couple of stories. It all depends on who you want to believe, but I like the story of Little John, Petit Jean. The 1700s, the French were making their way to the New World and exploring the unknown. And in on that journey, her name was Adrienne. I'm going to have to look it up because I can't remember. Adrienne Dumont. She was the fiance of a man named Chauvet. Hey, look at there. I remembered it. And he would not allow her to go on the journey. It was too dangerous. He just didn't think it was a good idea. And so she disguised herself as a cabin boy on the ship so that she could go along and come to the New World with her fiance. When they got to this area, what is now known as Petit Jean Mountain, she got sick with a fever and did not pull through. And on her deathbed, the legend says that she revealed her identity to her fiance. Now, it's either that, she went by Little John, and so hence the Petit Jean story or name. So it's either that, or as explorers were making their way through here, they interacted with a lot of natives, and there was a small guy that they called Little John, and they named a mountain after him. Either way, pretty cool story. I just like the first one. And it's got me thinking this morning about love stories. We all love a good love story. My wife loves a good love story, especially if it's on a particular channel of TV that also makes greeting cards. We love a love story, but let me tell you, as romantic as the story of Petit Jean is, and as much as we get into stories like that, the most beautiful love story ever written, spelled out in a conversation that Jesus had with a guy named Nicodemus when he said to him, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, I'm here in the legendary site of a great ending of a great love story. But John 3:16 reminds us of the most beautiful love story of all, that God would love us enough in our sin to send His Son Jesus to the cross so that we could be with Him forever. Do you know Jesus? If you don't, can I encourage you to reach out to us through this LifeWord page that you're watching this video through, and let us tell you more about what it means to follow Jesus. It's as simple as admitting your sin to Him and asking Him to forgive your sin and be your Savior. We'd love to talk to you about that more. Reach out to us through this LifeWord page. Hey, until next time, I'm Blake. This has been your Tailgate Talk.